Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
He is the director of Hard Knocks. He is Tim Rumpf joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. Tim, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And it's great to have you, especially seeing the first episode of Hard Knocks with the Oakland Raiders last night and it debuted. It feels like this is going to be a home run with all the characters and everybody on that team, the personalities and whatnot. Was the excitement the same for you? Is it different than in years past going into this season, knowing what you're capable of?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. There was definitely a lot of excitement when we decided to choose the Raiders. And that was part of the reason. I mean, from the top down, you've got John Gruden, who you know is going to be a home run and has been one of NFL Films' best wires for years. And then, of course, the personalities that they have between Derek Carr and Antonio Brown and throughout the roster, and obviously with all the first-round picks. So it really was a no-brainer.
Now, how much of these, when we're watching Hard Knocks and we obviously see the episode play out and we see, look, you can only put on an hour each. And how many episodes are there? Six, if I'm not mistaken?
Five episodes.
Okay. So we're really only getting 5 hours of content, but I know you guys are there for quite some time. How much do we not get to see that we would be surprised by?
It's pretty unbelievable, actually. So for every 1 hour that actually makes the air on Tuesday night, there is about 400 hours of footage that doesn't make it.
Jesus.
Yeah. Wow. It's, you know, that gets put away in the NFL Films vault and sits in there for years.
Tim, hey, it's Jason McIntyre. I got a question. When you look back at last year's Hugh Jackson, the big blow-up that he permitted to go on air, a lot was written about that before the Raiders took air. Did Oakland come to you and say, hey, some of that stuff from last year, we want to nip that in the bud, so this stuff is off limits? Did Oakland and John Gruden lay down the law on what you can and can't air?
I think they just kind of wanted to get a grasp and an understanding of what it takes and what it goes into the show and the process of how stuff makes air, where we are. And that's not different from any other team, I don't think. Whenever we pick a team going into that year, they don't really know what to expect. How many cameras we have, how many robotic cameras, all that stuff. So it's really just about establishing that relationship, getting to know each other, and building a trust.
He is Tim Rumpf, the director of Hard Knocks, with us here on Fox Sports Radio. Jonas Knox, Jason McIntyre here on FSR, in for the Odd Couple. Jason McIntyre said John Gruden's opening speech talking about nightmares was scripted. How many takes was that? Was that? Please tell me that was one take, because I was defending Gruden.
That was one of those moments. I think it was probably the first or second day of rookie camp. So it's really early on when we're out here. I'm kind of sitting around, and we're filming some things around the building, and I'm like, okay, waiting for something to happen, and then that moment happens, and I'm like, okay, this is the first thing that really looks like Hard Knocks. And of course, we put it out there as a teaser, and people loved it, and it was a no-brainer to start the show with that and really give people kind of a tease into what Gruden's capable of, what kind of head coach he is, and I think what you'll see in the next five episodes as well.
Tim, it's still early, I know, in the process and in the preseason, but is your sense that this Oakland team is going to be very good this year? I know that as a TV guy, that's kind of a random question, but you're behind the scenes. You said you got 400 hours of footage you guys are sifting through for one episode. I don't know. Do you get a sense this is going to be a very good team this year, a 500 team, or is it going to be a back-to-the-basement four wins?
I honestly have no idea. I mean, as a filmmaker, I think I'm probably not qualified to say whether or not. I mean, I know that they're a young team. I have to imagine they're improved just based on all the roster moves that they've made. But I think, like I was saying, I'm probably not qualified to make that determination.
A little behind the curtain here, Tim. Jason's got money on the Raiders season win total, so
under,
he wants a little bit of
under,
information.
Tim. That's I'm on the under.
Is. That's all. It's just totally selfish question.
I wish I could help you with some inside info.
Tim, last one for me here. We're talking to Tim Rumpf. He is the director of Hard Knocks, joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. I'm a sucker for football documentaries, and you do A Football Life as well, too, on NFL Network, correct?
Correct. Okay. I've done three of them.
All right. I love those. I watch every single one. I've seen every single one. So I love Hard Knocks. I love Last Chance U. I love Football Life, all that stuff. But how much resentment do you get from certain coaches? It feels like coaches don't really want to do Hard Knocks a lot of time, but they're almost mandated. Is that just them speaking and trying to give the front that they're not all that into it? Or is there real resentment on set there when you're filming?
No, I think it's really from misunderstanding what the process is, honestly. Any coach that doesn't understand what it is would probably think it's an intrusion, and coaches are private people. They don't want anybody that they view that's not part of their team around camp. But, that first couple of days that we're here, the first week, and now we've been there 2 weeks, I think they start to get comfortable with us, understand who we are, know us on a personal level, and it's all about building that trust. And I think that's where we are now with the Raiders.
He is Tim Rumpf, director of Hard Knocks. Catch the new, and it's every Tuesday night. There's going to be five episodes, 9 p.m. Eastern time on HBO, correct?
10 p.m.
Okay, 10 p.m. My bad. Yep. 10 p.m. Eastern time on HBO, every Tuesday throughout the rest of the season. Tim, thanks so much for the time, man. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Tim.
Jason McIntyre, Jonas Knox here on Fox Sports Radio. We are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's easy to save 15% or more on car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part, figuring out which way is easier.
So I just want to ask, Hard Knocks, interesting stuff from Tim. He's not going to pull back the curtain too much.
Right.
Do you think we're going to get a Vontaze Burfict or a Richie Incognito episode? Because I'm being serious. Those are two of the craziest players in the NFL.
I mean, Rich,
or did the Raiders say, hands off, we don't want those guys anymore?
They spotlighted Richie Incognito on the first episode briefly.
But not in a manner that's normal, Richie.
Yeah.
He almost,
just sort of him shaking hands with Antonio Brown. They showed Vontaze Burfict, where there was no issue there. I mean, Richie Incognito went to a funeral home and got in a fight with the guy at the funeral home because he wanted to remove his dead father's head. Okay. That was I think, in the same offseason, he threw a dumbbell at a guy because he thought he was CIA at the gym. Okay. Can we just have that guy's own show, please, for the love of God?
Okay, so I've actually dealt with him a little bit. I don't know if you guys remember the Jonathan Martin, Richie Incognito stuff. So I know somebody who's friends with Incognito, and he was getting crushed in the press when the stories came out. So we ended up talking a lot. and he gave me a bunch of text messages between. It was a big story we broke on The Big Lead, like, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. And Incognito's interesting. I'll say that. He, you know, he seems normal. And then the stuff you see out there in the press, you're like, this ain't the guy I know.
And when you hear him talk, he's really bright, friendly.
He's intelligent. Yeah. I've seen him at FS1, smart guy. Yeah. And something's going on.
And
there.
A damn good football player. Yeah, 100%. And that's what I've always said. Look, we can talk all we want. And he's already suspended 2 games about Richie Incognito. Well, he shouldn't be in the league. And how's that guy in the league? You know what? I mean, first of all, he's in the league because he can still play and he's good. And secondly, when you hear some of those stories, that's deeper than that guy's just a jerk. That guy might have some issues upstairs.
I think that's what it is.
So I think you have to look at it a little bit differently.
If he's not playing football, it probably isn't pretty.
Yep.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Stephen Jones, the son of Jerry Jones, spoke about the situation with Zeke on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. Here was his takeaway on the Zeke situation.
I still think that's within realm. At the same time, I think the market reset with Le'Veon. You know, I think you see what happens with Gurley, how tenuous it is, and then you get a great player like Le'Veon, who's every bit as well thought of as Gurley, and he had unfettered free agency. He had 32 teams with no draft picks attached, and the market was 13.5, less than Gurley. So at the end of the day, business changes, and we certainly pay attention to that as well.
So that was Stephen Jones talking about the Zeke situation. And J-Mac, I know you, in looking ahead, see fool's gold with the Dallas Cowboys should they continue their hard stance of not wanting to give them the deal.
Little memory jog, Jonas. I believe it was 93. Emmett Smith holding out, wants to be the highest paid player in the NFL. And the Cowboys are like, well, we're holding firm, buddy. You know, we'll ride our backup, whoever that was in 93. Cowboys open 0-2. Jerry Jones comes running, begging. You know, the way the Toronto Raptors pathetic fans were begging Kawhi Leonard to stay in Toronto.
You have to take apart everybody. Yeah, I mean, it's like, God, why do you got to take apart Toronto?
And Jerry Jones is like, whatever you want, Emmett, please come back. Jerry opens a pocketbook. Emmett comes to the team. They win the Super Bowl, okay? This year, if you look at the schedule, and again, I know you're a gambling guy, and I talk gambling a lot on FS1. When you look at that first three games, the Cowboys are going to be considerable favorites against the Giants, the Deadskins, and the Miami Dolphins. We're looking at 3-0 Dallas. If Ezekiel Elliott's not there, and it's going to be like, who needs Zeke? I'm telling you, you can write the headlines now, and it's all going to fall apart because they are playing a difficult schedule. It will not be easy for them. I think it's a first-place schedule. Do they beat out the Eagles for first place?
Yes.
Yes. And they're going to fall apart without Zeke. It will be a disaster. Jonas, I went deep on this on my weekend show 2 weeks in a row. Dak Prescott is an average to below-average quarterback in the NFL. Okay, I would rather pay Andy Dalton $20 million than Dak $30 million. There's no way I'm not paying Ezekiel Elliott. A three-down back. He's going to run, catch passes, and block. They need him, or they're not going to the playoffs.
And he's got a different kind of leverage, and I've said this. Melvin Gordon's got no leverage
right.
at all.
He's in a tough spot.
No
I feel
leverage
bad for
whatsoever.
Him.
And Melvin Gordon and Le'Veon Bell were kind of in different situations because Melvin Gordon's got his quarterback. His franchise quarterback is Phillip Rivers. Yeah. They're set in stone. They were 4-0 without Melvin Gordon. Le'Veon Bell, it's not like the Steelers were going to budge. They've got Ben Roethlisberger. James Conner did a good enough job. He wasn't as good as Le'Veon Bell, and they had a ton of talent on that team.
Did miss the playoffs.
Yeah, they did miss the playoffs, but I think that Zeke has got a different kind of power and a different kind of leverage here because he doesn't have one of those quarterbacks in Dak Prescott that's there. Week 10 is the mark to pay attention to because
you think he could hold out to Week 10?
I think he would consider it because if he shows up Week 10, he's going to get credited for a year. If he doesn't show up at all this season, it's not like Le'Veon Bell, who was in the second franchise tag. He's going to lose a year. So he's going to find himself in the same spot if he sits out the whole year 2 years from now. It's just going to roll the contract over, and it's going to be in a similar situation. It feels, though, like the Cowboys are getting more and more annoyed. And I think Jerry Jones thought that him defending Zeke all the times that he did publicly, ripping Roger Goodell, going to bat for him, so to speak, I think Jerry Jones thought that that would carry a little bit of weight during the negotiations, and it hasn't. And I think they're pissed off about it, which is why this is interesting to watch.
And the worst part is Amari Cooper's in line to get paid too. So they were bad last year. Cooper shows up and they go on this tear.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm not paying Amari Cooper before Ezekiel Elliott. And I don't think Dak Prescott's very good. If you look at the advanced stats, according to the Football Outsiders, Dak Prescott's like the 24th best quarterback in the league.
Yeah. And here's
and what, you're going to give him $30 million, yeah, Jonas?
And they've talked about that there's offers on the table. I know Jane Slater from NFL Network has said there's offers on the table that puts each of those guys in the top five paid at their position.
Okay, well, Zeke, that's fine.
Okay.
But why are you paying Dak? Okay.
And here's where this gets even more tricky for the Cowboys. Everybody thinks, look, when the Dallas Cowboys have got that much young talent, oh, man, they're in a great spot. No, they're actually not, and here's why. You can make an argument against paying all three of these guys. You can make an argument against paying Zeke based on what he's done off the field. You can say, listen, and the position he plays.
Wait, what has he done off the field?
Okay,
he pulled down a girl's top at a St. Patrick's Day parade?
Well, no, but there was the issue.
She didn't
coming,
like, go press charges.
Yeah, there was the issue coming from college. He had a reputation in college. Joey Bosa reportedly moved out of the house he was staying in with Zeke because it got too wild.
Zeke's
there.
A party guy.
Yeah,
he's got a lot of girls
guy.
All up on
but
him.
But I'm saying, if Dallas, you know they're bringing this stuff up to negotiations, and it's the running back position, which always breaks down early before everybody else. So I'm not saying they should, but they could use that. You can also make the argument, if you were to list the top wide receivers in the NFL, you might get to like 15 before Amari even comes up.
Yeah, I don't think he's top 10 for sure.
Yeah, you might get to 15. And then if you were to list the top quarterbacks in the NFL and somebody said they've got Dak Prescott around number 20, you can't really argue it. Some people would argue maybe 22 to 23. So Dallas, although it seems like they're in this great spot because they've got a quarterback that they took in the fourth round and he's won a bunch of games and he's durable, and then they got a running back who's one of the top one running backs in the league, and then they've also got a wide receiver who was a number one pick and they're pot committed to and they traded a number one pick to get, you can look at that and say, man, Dallas is in a great spot. I actually think they're in a really, really difficult spot.
I mean, listen, a really difficult spot's the Miami Dolphins. So they're not in a bad spot, but they're in a very challenging. Huh?
Yes.
Is that a better word?
Challenging, yes.
Because you're right. You got to make decisions on who to pay. And listen, this is a defense that's supposed to be awesome. And they let C.J. Anderson run for $150.
Yep.
And then Gurley had like $125 in that playoff loss. They couldn't stop a nosebleed in that game. And I just don't. This is going to sound radical, and I know some people are going to get angry. I firmly believe. Are you a 49ers fan at all, Jonas?
Not a fan, okay. But you know, I like
I watched Nick Mullins fill in last year for Jimmy Garoppolo, and Nick Mullins had nobody. He was throwing to George Kittle and a bunch of guys who were probably in whatever the G League is of the NFL.
Yeah, the AAF.
There you go. Yeah, the one that tanked.
Yeah, they couldn't pay their bills.
Yeah. Nick Mullins.
But when the founder of the league calls you up and says, "Hey man, would you mind not cashing that check till after 6:30 on Thursday?" Yeah, then you know you got a problem in your league.
So Nick Mullins is thrown to that type of player, and he was pretty good. Look at the numbers; it's a small sample size. He was a good quarterback last year. He's probably going to be a top three or four backup this year. If I'm Jerry and I don't want to pay Dak, I would try to make some kind of end run at Nick Mullins. Now, I know people are going to, you're an idiot, Nick Mullins. I'm telling you, you need that quarterback on the rookie deal, the cheap deal. Look what the Jets did. Sam Darnold, they got him on the rookie deal. Let's load up Le'Veon Bell, bring in Crowder, give me C.J. Mosley on defense. And all the smart teams are doing that, and then you got to pay the guy $100 million, and it kind of falls apart. Go ask the Giants about that.
I promised myself I was going to give a standing ovation once an hour filling in for Rob and Chris here on a Wednesday. Last hour was John Gruden and his impactful speech to start off Hard Knocks. This hour, the hot take of the century. Nick Mullins is the new starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys.
Make it happen,
according
baby.
To Jason McIntyre. I love it. Swing that axe, baby. Go hard on a guy.
If you're Jerry and you call up and offer a second for Mullins, I don't even think the Niners do that.
Why? You don't think the Niners would take a second round pick for Nick Mullins?
Jimmy Garoppolo has never played 7 straight NFL games in his career. He got hurt in New England, hurt last year. 49ers, they got to deliver for Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch. You're scoffing at Mullins. I'm
Nick
telling you,
Nick Mullins.
Hey, Rob G, we may need an entire segment on Nick Mullins. He is a good looking young quarterback, man.
Wow. All right.
Nope. Not.
Rob G is just laughing. Hey, you want to open the phone lines? Let me get the jabronis to call in and crush me.
Hey, let's go live. Dan Beyer of Fox Sports Radio joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. Dan, is Nick Mullins the quarterback of the future for the 49ers and possibly the Cowboys?
Nope. Not. Mm-mm.
See, so Dan Beyer weighing.
Dan Beyer has weighed in. It's official.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
So there's this thing going out there, this hashtag called the Rich Paul Rule. Have you been seeing about this Rich Paul Rule?
You know what? I got to be honest, Jonas. I'm trying to do less Twitter outside of games and like relevant stuff. Just because I don't need my brain being clouded by a lot of this nonsense that these people are putting out there.
Yeah, see, people are calling it the Rich Paul Rule because LeBron James and others are under the assumption that the new criteria the NCAA has outlined for agents, to where they've got to have a bachelor's degree and they've got to have a certification for at least 3 consecutive years, and they've got to have liability insurance and all these other, you know, hoops they've got to jump through. He doesn't have those. And so, therefore, he would not be able to represent players coming out of the draft. Now, somebody that works for him or part of his group who does have those, they can still represent them with him, you know, still being involved behind the scenes. But some people have looked at this and said, well, this is clearly them trying to get after Rich Paul. They're not happy about the control LeBron James has, so on and so forth. So there's the there's your dose of LeBron James being shoehorned into the conversation here. The NBA is like the annoying little brother who wants to keep hanging out with you and your friends. And you're like, no, man, scram, get out of here. It's NFL time, everybody.
Yeah.
NBA, listen, you had a couple of weeks. Go away.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I'm 100% with you. This is total nonsense, first of all. Second of all, why do people just want to go after LeBron? He's cheering on his son at an AAU game, and it's a federal case.
Because it was late July.
Then it's Taco Tuesday, and people are like, oh, he's, what do they call that, cultural appropriation? Because he had his kid wear a Mexican hat at dinner? Like, get the hell out of here with the LeBron attacks.
Yeah, by the way,
it's just idiotic.
My biggest issue with the Taco Tuesday is the fact that he drinks wine with his tacos. As somebody whose fiance is Mexican,
Yeah, what, you guys set a date yet?
No. No, come on, please. You know, hey, look, you got to land.
She listening?
We got to land the plane. Hell no, she's not listening.
Okay,
you kidding
just
me?
Just making sure.
Yeah, that's why I can get away with the stuff I say. I tell her I'm on at the wrong time.
It's funny that
she goes, "Why do you sound like Ben Maller?" I'm like, "Oh, I don't know. I thought it was on. Maybe you don't get that affiliate."
The Rich Paul rule. So I asked the producer, our esteemed producer, before the show, who are the five most powerful guys in the NBA right now? Give me names.
LeBron.
Five most powerful people.
Number five.
LeBron. Adam Silver.
Number four.
There's two.
Kevin Durant.
Number three.
I don't know about that.
Who else? Most powerful.
Who's the president of the Players Union? I think he's probably top five.
Oh, Chris Paul?
Yeah, that annoying little.
Yeah. Yeah, listen. You're not a big Chris Paul guy.
I'm not a guy, yeah.
But I'm now the president of everyone.
Here's
I think you're missing one guy.
Okay.
Rich Paul.
Okay,
he represents LeBron.
Yeah.
He's got clutch sports with just snagged Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
He's essentially, you remember David Falk, how he represented Jordan and Patrick Ewing and all those stars?
Dude, we're on the air. Can you not say that? I'm sorry about that, guys. We're trying to do a professional broadcast. Jason letting the weekend vulgar language.
What are you talking about? At any rate, David Falk, F-A-L-K.
Good, okay.
He was the most powerful agent in the 80s and 90s, and he was controlling the NBA. And now Rich Paul's doing it because he's LeBron's guy. And, you know, he's not a white guy. He's not a polished businessman. People are going after Rich Paul here. This is just idiotic.
I don't know that it has anything to do with race.
Oh,
I
mean, really? You don't think race plays a part at all?
No, I don't. I don't know. That takes us down a path that is just going to end up being nowhere. Like, we're just going to... Yeah, it's just going to end up having a conversation that I don't think needs to be had.
I would agree with you, but Jonas, you know this cycle works.
Of course.
Somebody's going to make it about race and freak out. I do believe there is a racial component here, no doubt about it. Rich Paul was on the cover of Sports Illustrated a couple weeks ago, remember?
Yeah.
Right before free agency. Mm-hmm. It was obviously planted, you know, hey, I'm LeBron, I'll give you access to my guy, we'll hook you up, whatever. And I actually think that did more harm than good. When you have Rich Paul, LeBron's high school buddy, on the cover of SI as, you know, power figure in the NBA, I think that angered a lot of people, including media and college basketball. They're now freaking out that if LeBron's guy wants to represent you with high school soon to be straight to the pros again, that's within the next 2 years.
Yeah.
You're looking at a dangerous time where college basketball is now worried about the Rich Pauls of the world. Not these little runners. I know they're going to say it's about these street agents. They're worried about Rich Paul.
Let me ask you this. Who do you think, I love my fiance more or LeBron loves LeBron more? Like, which one do you think it is? Because that guy sure loves him some LeBron. In fact, if you were to attribute a Terrell Owens quote to LeBron,
he loves him some.
I love me some me. Man, he is.
Don't you love yourself, Jonas?
Not really.
What?
I'm going to be honest with you. No.
You don't love yourself?
Not really.
Jonas, you got to work on some self-care, buddy. Come on.
Yeah, it's not
you got to love yourself first.
Not my thing, man, but he is over the top,
man. Love the fiance.
He has entered blowhard status.
Really?
Yeah.
Rob G., I know it's August, but how is LeBron a blowhard?
Oh, everything's about him. Oh, this is affecting
me. Who should it be about?
Come on, man. Like, I don't need to hear about Taco Tuesday, especially from some guy who's a fraud because he's drinking red wine with his tacos.
Unfollow him. him on Instagram.
You find me one person from Mexico who drinks red wine, two-buck chuck, with their tacos. Nobody does it. They're having a beer or a Yaritos. Right, Robert Guerra? Am I wrong or what?
Some of that crappy Tito's.
Racist.
That is not racist. That's a fact, man.
Rob, I don't know. I got to be honest, Jonas. I'm stunned that you're just going in on LeBron.
He's so into himself, and I just get tired of it, man.
If Michael Jordan had social media in the 80s and 90s, he would be doing the exact same thing.
I get it. That's fine. But
you don't have to like it. And that's fair, but it just feels like misplaced.
And if I didn't have an Adam's apple, my name would be Janice. But you know, things happen in life.
Stop it.
And we'll never know how that would have turned out. All right.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.